The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Avodah Zarah Daf Samech. Today's daf is being studied. The Eidim Nishmat Avraham Ben Esther Ruach Hashem Tenichanu Began Eidin Amen Ve'Elim Nishmat Sofia Bat Frida Ruach Hashem Tenichanu Began Eidin Amen. Today's daf is being studied. Refuah Shalima Miki Ben Jami and the Refanelo Refuat HaNefesh Refuat HaGuf. وأتوكل على الله لخيني رسولنا عمر آمين. Begin today's daf on Tet Amud Bet. We are three lines from the bottom. هي حبيتة لحمرة. The barrel of wine. دشتكين لبرزة. So the spigot came off. So the spot that the spigot comes off, so there's a hole. أتى عبيد كوكبيم. So the goy came. So he jumped. He jumped. Kafatz. And he put his hand to spigot to close it so the wine doesn't leak out. So the question is, what about the wine now? He touched the wine, basically. Rashi says, "Derei oved kuchavim, kafatz oved kuchavim." Means literally he carried himself, he lifted himself up to go do it. She says higbiya v'nasa atzmo la'amod b'mekomo v'kafatz la'atzil. What's the status of the wine? Amar papa kol delehadeh barza hamra asur. The flow of wine that's next to the spigot is asur, all the other wine in the barrel is okay. Rashi ki luach hasamuch lenekev asur b'shtiya. He didn't shake the wine. It's a very narrow opening, so he can't get in there to shake the wine. So all he did is touch it at that spot. So we're going to say it b'shtiya, but mutar b'hana'a. It's like a chumra, will be mahmir just on the wine next to the spigot. Even though there's no shikshuch. Still asur b'shtiya mutar b'hana'a. Gemara says v'idach shareh, and the rest is mutar. She says af b'shtiya the kasavar stadin nav hiburu li'asir kol hayayin. So he holds it's not considered connected. We consider it's two separate zones. In the barrel, you have the wine next to the spigot, and then you have the stuff that's above the spigot, and then below it, and all over. It's not considered hibur. The spigot is considered its own zone. So therefore, even though that's asur, it doesn't say it, the rest of the barrel. Benetel chita kibete. She right away tells us it's not halakha. Damuki rab yemar miltadra papa ketanaeh. We're going to see that. The Gemara is going to say what Rav Papa just said is actually subject to a machloket amongst the Tanaim. We'll see. V'kamne Rav Papa k'Rabbi Yehuda d'Yehida. And they're going to say that Rav Papa was actually following the Shtav Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda is only da'at Yahid against the rabbis that argued. V'yahid v'rabim, alakha k'rabim. D'padigi Rabbanan aleh. V'amri ben mitzida ben mipiya temeha d'kulal habur. Rabbi is going to say the whole barrel is asur. Everything's connected to each other, and therefore the whole barrel is asur. This is asur, it's touching each other, and therefore it's one, at the end of the day, it's one barrel of wine. So Rashi by the way tells us, don't worry, this is not the halakha of Rav Papa, we go like the Shitav Hakamim. Vika de Amre, there's another version of Rav Papa. Before we get to the Mahlok, there's another version. Amar Rav Papa, Adab Barza Hamra Asir, V'idach Shari. Whatever above the Barza, is asur. Whatever is below is mutar. He makes another type of hiduk. Again, point is the whole barrel is on asur again. This version, a little more is asur. Whatever is resting, let's say on top, sitting on the wine that's on the barza, above it, that's asur. Whatever is below it, separate zone again. As she ad barza, kol yayin shedem ala nekev, asudikav and dekulin nimshach ahara nekev, that's it. Because since it's, the gravity is pulling it down to go out of the nekev. To go out of the hole. So therefore anything that's on top that's destined to come down to go out of the nekev, that's going to be asur. Havi lechigbur v'asur. Masha Inkin, what's at the Nikim, but below, that's already okay. Again, a little more Mahmi than the first version, but still, he doesn't say the whole barrel. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yemar, this is what she told us already is coming. Rav Yemar said, Ketana'eh. This is what the Papa just said, told us, that, you know, that the whole barrel is not a suud, is actually subject to a machloket amongst the Tana'im. Not by Yayin Nesek, by a different item, Habit. The Habit is filled with Tiruma, wine of Tiruma. Shinekeba, hole got pierced, there's a hole in the barrel. Now, Ben Mipia, whether it got the hole on top, at the mouth of the barrel, ben mishuleha, whether it got a hole on the bottom, ben mitzideha, on the side, ben agabo tevul yom. Okay, and tevul yom, that's somebody that went to the mikveh but still needs to wait till the night to become tahor. So tevul yom is asur still, is tameh. We touched it. Temeah, bingo, the whole barrel is asur. So stop right there. So you see the rabbis arguing on a papa. They don't say, oh, it's on top, it's on bottom. It doesn't matter. They put his hand on the wine to stop it. Hibur. The whole barrel is hibur. They put all things asur. So right away you see the rabbis arguing on a papa. That's what Hashi told us. So the halakha is going like a papa. Now where did the papa get his shita from? From Rabbi Yehuda? Continue. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Omer. Piyam Mishuleha Temea. Whatever's on top and whatever's on bottom is asur. Logic being, let's say he touched on the side over here. So bim piya, whatever's on top is resting on that wine, it's hibur. Whatever's on the bottom is also resting on it, it's asur. However, mitzidea teura mikan u mikan, the wine that's on the side of the nekiv, above it and below it is tahor. Actually, I read it from Rashi's eyes. Let's read it like Rashi, not like I told you. Look at Rashi here. Read Rashi, Ketanae. Itmar hadra papa, velav de vrea koli. It's not unanimous. Shuleha shte yoshevet alehen. By shuleha, so you have the base of the barrel, where all the wine is resting on the barrel, on the base. Shekul habit shebetamud kadim shel heresin. Look, they were all made out of heres, so it had a database. Nekeba mepiha, so it got a hole on top. Huil bechol yain shelemata nasa basis le'alyon. Right, since all the bottom wine is a base to the top wine, havi chibur umishuleha nami, and if you got the hole, let's say on the bottom, everything's going to be asud. Why? Huil bechol yain nimshach har nekev. Because again, since at the end of the day all the wine is going to find its way outside to the nekev, to the hole, so therefore it's also considered one, havi chibur. So again, whether the hole is on top or whether the hole is on the bottom, everything's going to be asur. Aval, that's quoted of Rabbi Yehuda. Aval nekev mitzideha. But let's say you have the barrel has the hole on the side of it. Mikan umikan, kera papa. That what? That only that area is going to be asur. So top bottom, where you can say it's resting on each other, that's a problem. But mitzideh, according to the papa, only the stuff on the side is going to be asur, not more. The rabbanan netul de la papa hekach netul ketak kevetev kud asur b'shtiyam utabahana. Okay, so we found the machloket on the subject of yaturuma ketanaim. Now the Gemara gives another case from the papa. Amar the papa. Okay, this is the case of barrels and flasks or cups. What's going to be the deen? Jews holding the cup, the goy is pouring from the barrel. He didn't touch the wine, but he's touching the barrel, and he's pouring into the cup, and the Jew's holding the cup. What's going to be the deen? That's the papa's case now. Dana is the barrel. V'Yisrael akuba. And he says carrying the cad, carrying the pitcher. So what would you say? He's pouring, well, definitely moving, it's causing it to move. Hamra asir. The wine is asur. My tama, why? It's coming from his kawah. Rashi. Israel akuba. That's the kan roh hazom yedo. Hamra asur. Banaa. Danunami yain shebizago avet kuchavim. Right. It's not worse than when the goy diluted it with water. We said it's also asur when he pours the water when he's causing the wine to. It's yain of Yisrael that he's pouring into the cup of a Jew. So he's saying, what's the she'elah? Well, he didn't touch the wine b'yadayim. Why he's doing it on the, not doing it on the Avodah Zarah? The act of Shishu. You say, what's the Hava Amina you want to know? Yes, it's so Pashut. He says over here, Din ze shaved le mikre she mazag oved chayim et yayim b'mayim. Okay, we said it's a sur. She'alav ne'emad le'eshu asur shum halhaka. It's only lech lech. It's only lech lech. Why is it only a chumra? Because it's not direct. That's the point. It's bekoho. Only time we say it's yayin nesek is when he's mamash puts his hand and he moves it directly. Here he's not doing it directly. He's pouring it. As a result of the pouring, it's moving in. That's a sur. That's a sur. That's Avodah Zarah. That when you put your hand in the thing, it's a problem regardless. I don't care far or close. There's no Avodah Zarah here. It's a guy sitting with a cup. A Jew guy in his house, he's holding a glass. The goy takes the barrel and pours it into his glass. So it is moving, but it's moving mikoho. Ah, so mikoho already is against the Adra Banan. It's like the case of the dilution. Only problem is if it's like the dilution. I mean, as she says here, Asur Bahana'ah.
That's why he maybe.
Now here's a problem, because by the dilution case, we didn't say it's Asur Bahana'ah. Dilution case, we said, it's Asur Bishtiyah. So they all pointed out in Ashi. Ashi Omer Shayayin Asur Bahana'ah. And that's like what he said above. So someone says a Ta'ut Sofer. The Ran wants to say it's a Ta'ut Sofer in Ashi over here. And when Ashi says Asur Bahana'ah, it really means Asur Bishtiyah. In order to make him, once already you're comparing it to the other case, you have to keep it consistent. Otherwise, he reverses his opinion. Okay, fine. What's the other? What would you say the other side is? Where the goy is holding the cup, and the Jew is pouring from the barrel into the cup. What would that case be? The charas be mutar. Nothing's happening. So the Gemara says that case also. Yisrael adana, Yisrael pouring from the barrel. Ve'ovet chayim akuba. And the goy just standing there receiving it in the pitcher. Hamra share. Why? He didn't shake anything. Nothing shook. He didn't shake the wine that was in the barrel. He didn't tilt it. He's just standing there. The wine's coming in. Mekoach shel haYisrael. And then puts mutar. Ah, ve'im etzaded sedude. Asur. Asir. If he's mitzaded at sedude. What does that mean? So that she gives two interpretations. Look at that she. Hamra asur. Mishum de mekarkesh le hamra. Because he's shaking the hamra. What are we talking? Ube kuba medea askinan. We're talking about the kuba was full. Kuba meaning the pitcher was full. Dilma naga. Which means the Jew, let's say, filled up the pitcher. There was wine up to the high. And now when the Jews pouring more wine in there, and the goy's holding it, since it's filled to the top, so that she's first hashash is, that what? You're worried that his hand might have touched the wine, since it's filled to the top. That's one concern. Second pshat of Rashi, even if it's not filled to the top, kevan de mekashkesh bekabana, havi de kowach bekabana basid b'shtiyah. Which means if the goy is moving the cup, it's not filled to the top, so we're not worried about touching it. But he's mekashkesh b'kavana. What are you moving it for? Not to move it, and he's moving it in order to. That's mekoho. So therefore, that's going to be asur, and has to be asur in the garment. So again, imitzaded, meaning if it's filled to the top and the juice pouring, then you worry when the goy is holding it, his hand might touch. Oh no, even if it's not filled to the top. But the goy stops with tzaded. He's moving the cup back and forth. So therefore, you have to be a sura banan because it's mikashkesh bekavana. No, it's a Jew's wine. The Jew's pouring his own wine into a cup. The goy's holding the cup. the picture. In the Jews' house, everything is Jewish here. He said, do me a favor, hold the pitcher. But the pitcher happened to be filled already. So when he's pouring now wine into the pitcher, you want it to overflow, his hand's going to touch it. Or, no, stop, it's not filled up, but the guy's moving it. So what do you mean? The guy's moving it. That's next case, Amara Papa. Hayo vet kuchavim de darezika. He's carrying a flask. You ever see those leather flasks? So he's carrying one of those over there. Now what they do is you had the flask, and then the top of it they tie it. They make a knot so the wine doesn't come out. Bekazid Yisrael Achore. And a Jew was following him. So he saw that he didn't open it. So it was a sealed flask, and the Jews walking behind him, watching to make sure the guy didn't open, do anything to it. Malya Share. The problem is he's shaking it. When he's walking, he's shaking it. So what? It's like a sealed, it's like a filled barrel with a cork and a seal on it. He's walking with it. Oh, the Gemara says no problem. Malia Shadeh. If it's filled to the top, it's mutar. Why? Nothing's shaking. It can't shake. It's filled to the top. There's no shaking. So what's the problem? The lo mekarkesh. The Gemara says the lo mekarkesh. He can't shake it. Hasira asir. But if it's deficient, if it's not filled to the top, so now there's room to shake it. So it's a suit. Then my mekarkesh, because maybe he did it l'shem avodah zarah, and therefore it's going to be a suit. Now kuba is a barrel. No, kuba is a pitcher, jug, open jug. Malia Asi is his reverse now. On the pitcher, if it's opened on top, the jug is open on top. If it's filled to the top, asur. Why? Because Dilma Naga, as he's walking, since it's filled to the top, maybe his hand touched the wine. Hasira Share. Oh. But if it's half full, let's say, or whatever, three quarters full, mutar. Dilo Naga. Yeah, I know Lo Naga, but Kishkush.
Yeah.
He's walking, shaking. No, he's not going to make Kishkush. He doesn't want to be Mekashkesh. Because Mekashkesh, the wine's going to fall out. The wine's going to fall, he's going to lose it on the floor. When you're walking with an open pitcher, the Kishkush is bad for the wine. Because what's going to happen, you're shaking it, the wine's going to spill the spillage. So therefore, the only concern is while touching in the case of an open kad. So therefore, if it's filled to the top, you're worried about you're going to touch it. Not worried about Kishkush, there's no Kishkush on the field. When it's not filled to the top, what are you worried about? Touching it, I can't touch it, it's half full. And what are you worried about? He's shaking it, why is he going to shake it? If he shakes it, he's going to lose the wine. So even if it shakes, he's against that shaking. It's negative, you don't want it to shake. Because it's going to spill. Look at that sheet. Kuba hasira shari, first white line. The in kirkush bikli patua. There's no kirkush bikli patua, an open vessel. Even though when you're carrying it, it's got to move a little, just by the mere fact that you're carrying it. In this case, the guy doesn't want the kirkush, he's not ni'ale. So it might spill. Comes out, it's koho, it's coming from his strength, but shelo bekavana. Jews want aval zika havi kirkush, right? But in the flask where it's half filled and it's closed on top, that's kirkush. It's not going to spill out. And therefore, v'domil lemekashkesh ravi nesech. Okay, so basically, if it's an open pitcher, even though there's an automatic kirkush taking place, We don't worry about it because of the fact that the goy really doesn't want it. It's shelo bekavana, and therefore it is indeed okay. Goy, what do you mean? The goy shakes a Jew's wine. That's the ayin nesir. There's three cases. There's three cases. There's where the goy pours the wine on the avodah zarah. Then you have stam yinam. That's their wine that you don't know what they did with it. Then you have our wine that they touched. Then this is Tumadat, then this is the third case. It's our wine, which is, we know is good, but then they touched it. They came to Kashkeshi. No. Nihan de Keshkush, I mean. Does he want to spoil it for us? What are we worried about, the going in the Keshkush? You're worried about doing it for Avodah Zarah. So in this case, you're not concerned in a case where the wine is going to spill. He doesn't want to spill the wine. That's why. Because it's not his wine. It's Yaki. He's working for the Jew. So he doesn't want to spill the wine. It's his job. It's to deliver the wine shalem. So the kashkush is a shulam kavana, even though it's moving a little. That mashakim, the case of the flask, with seal, he don't care if it moves a little. He's not going to lose anything. So maybe he's doing it for an essay. Ramashe Amar, Ramashe comes along and says, Zika, that's by the flask, Ben Malia Ben Hasira Shari. Oh, he holds, even if it's not filled up in the flask, Mutar. My Tama, En Derech Nisuk Pekach. That's not the Derech of Nisuk. How do they make nisuk? They put their hand in there. No, mamash. They put their hand in the wine and they splatter it. They shake it. Or they take a stick and they shake it. But not on ni'nuah kil. Okay, then that's a big kula. It's a big kareh. All right. According to Rav Asher, a wine bottle where the boy goy picks it up and shakes it. And then nisuk bekach. No problem. Closed bottle doesn't matter. Even if it's open bottle. Even if it's an open bottle and it's half full. Even an open bottle that's half full sounds like according to Rav Asher, and Dirich Shikshuk Bekach. Therefore, when the goy picks up a bottle, that's all. Get a douche. Is Rav Asher, is there a halakha there? Yeah, Zika ben Malia ben Hasira Shari. I see a halakha next to Rav Asher. Rav Asher cholek al hora'at papa rak legabe kli haser. לגבי כלי מלא מודה הוא שכאשר עובד חיב נושא אותו מגולה הוא עושה אותו משום שהוא עלול לנגוע. When it's a full bottle, you're worried still that the wine might spill and he might touch it. So that he agrees with. He's just saying on a, again it's sealed, it's tied. It's not full. Shikshuch. Next case. Ma'atsera zayra. Rapa pashari. Ravashe ve'etima rafshimi bar ashe asar. Okay, what is it? I think you have a picture over here. Have an illustration. Basically, it's a wine press of some sort where you have a screw that you turn and it pushes down a piece of wood that eventually gets lower and lower and lower until it flattens the grapes. Okay, it's basically a board. You're lowering a board on the grapes. And that crushes them. So the goy's doing that, obviously. Jew's wine, goy doing. Rav Papa comes along and says, Rav Papa says, mutar. Rav Asher says, asur. What's the logic? So Gemara says, Bekoho, kula amala peligida asir. If it's coming directly from his strength, how is it coming from his strength? He's turning it. Nashi, bekoho. Hecha da'anavim nishatim bekoho. Kegon she'ole ala nesarim. He stands on the wood. So with his body, he's pushing the wood down on the grapes. Not pulling the screw. Direct strength. He's sitting on the standing on the piece of wood, and as a result, it's pressing the grapes. That's kohol. Kohol asur. No. He's just giving you the apparatus. That's the apparatus. Now, what the guy do with it? If the guy didn't make kohol, would have pressed it down himself. Not this, pressed it down himself. That's because he jumped on it. Look at it over here, second strength. That's turning the screw. Dashi, bottom line. Kigon, shemigalgel hagalgal. He's turning the wheel. Shikurin, lights. Vihi, mapelita kora. Mashur la'az, he gives it a la'az word. So what is he doing? He's turning this. So his kawa is here. As a result, it's causing the screw to go down, and that's pushing the beam down. So his koah is turning the screw. Not pushing down directly. And the screw now is pushing down the beam, which is going on to the grapes. That's koah kohop. This is already a machlok. It's not direct. not direct. He didn't touch the beam itself. The beam itself. So Gemara says, Ika de Amre. Someone says that's for sure mutar. So where's the arm? Ki peligi bekoho. Someone has said that the mahloket is even in koho. Koach koho, turning the screw, mutar, quote everybody, quote this version. Yeah, what's the mahloket? Koho, when you're actually stepping on the item. Okay, so mahloket on koho. We never saw shita like this. We held till now koho zasud b'asud b'shtiya. Then we say pouring the diluting the wine. It's koho. And all of a sudden, for the first time, we're seeing that as a machloket in koho. Where do we see that? He's Abba Pishle Lamadu Shiayin Shin Eshpacha Yidin Ovid Chim Asud. Now, Papa Matil Te Yayin. Meshub She Koho She Ovid Chim Po'il Al Aravim Velo Al Yayin. Exactly. Is that the wine? Okay. It's grapes. So it's a step earlier. So if we can have a machloket on that. Okay, so you have koah. So there's koah on wine, which is a problem. And it's called on grapes. There's more room to be called on the grapes. That's the nonsense. Ik ava uvdar, it was a case. Bekoach koho ba'asan av Yaakov ben har pekod. It was a koach koho. He was turning the screw, and it was the rabbi from the har pekod was osir. So it's like the first version. That the machlok is even on koach koho. Okay, another story. Indirect touching. Hey habita. Split. So it's about to separate. The barrel is going to separate it to two. It did it. The goy jumped up. However, so he hugged it. Because he doesn't want it to split. So they want to save the wine. So he hugs the barrel. Right. Shari Rafram bar Papa Vitema Rabuna Ben Rabbi Yoshua Lazabune of the Kochavim. Mutar Bana, I said. You can sell it to a goy. Asur Bishtiya. Mutar Bana. Why is it Asur Bishtiya? Because I guess hugging the barrel of wine is Nigi Abiyain. Now you did the Farot Habit. You're touching it indirectly. Nigi Abiyain. Now you did the Varacher. It's like, it's like touching it with a stick. So touching the wine, the barrel, holding it like that. No, not that you touch the wine. Not worry about leakage.
I know, but it's like touching an open bottle.
It's like... It's not shikshuke. It's nigi'ah al yedeh. I take a stick. The goy takes a stick and then makes shikshuke. It's a problem.
That's in the wine.
That's the same thing. When you're hugging it, it's like you're touching the wine... I did a barrel.
It's on
zeal. Ulam behana'a mutar. Because he didn't make shikshuk. Shavu kirin lo shikshik tain derech defanot ha-habit. No, the Gemara says, behani mi le defaka'a le-orka. That's what he's talking about where it split lengthwise. Aval le-futya. That's what... with... So what, he wants to break, he wants to stop, so he presses down in order to,
it's leaking a little.
He wants to keep it connected. Right, it's splitting width-wise, so he wants to press down to close the crack. No, there's a crack in the width, so he wants to push down on it in order to so it doesn't leak. He holds down the top in order to keep the crack closed. Even shtiyaz mutar. Why? My tama ma'ase levena kavid. He's acting like a brick. Since the top part of the barrel is resting on the bottom part of the barrel, and they're not so far from each other, just little wine is falling, oozing between them. The oven is just putting some pressure on the top in order to close the crack so it doesn't leak. But he's not pushing the wine itself. Which means, in a case where he's squeezing it, it's like he's not moving the wine, it's like he's touching the wine. But in this case, it's the barrel alone. He's just putting pressure on it, like putting a paperweight or a brick on top of the barrel.
It's like a rope.
No, not a rope. No, it's not shikshuk. No, even if it's a full barrel. We didn't make a haluk. No. Not touching the wine, but it's considered like touching the wine. It's not sealed.
I don't understand the reason why that has to
be. Again, I'm going to read you. Dainu. Watch. Mishum shehatsmadat shne hatsay habit she'amdu liparet zemize hi negi'a biyayin al yedet defanot ha-habit v'negi'a biyayin al yedet davar aher ki'ilu nag'a biyadav. It's the way they're learning it. It's like a negi'ah, even without a shikshuch. He touched to. Otherwise, we'd all said it. Even what are we all saying this over here? Otherwise, it would be according to you, Joe. B'shikshuch would be asu b'ana'ah. We're not saying it b'ana'ah. We're saying it b'shtiyah. Why? It's negi'ah. He did a davar acher. Negi'ah. The davar acher is mutar b'ana'ah. Not sealed. It's a crack. Of course. But you're saying the length width-wise. What's the guy doing? Not considered touching the wine. It's just putting pressure on the barrel.
Not letting the wine fall down.
He didn't do anything.
Right, he didn't do anything to the wine. He's just putting pressure on the barrel to press the barrel down. That's not considered touching the wine. The Gemara says, "Ahu oved kochavim deishtekach davekae b'ma'atzata." There was a guy, he was by the press. There was no wine in the press. But there was like a little moisture from the last pressing over there. All right, residue. Now the problem was maybe the goy touched the residual stuff that was in the item. Right, see what he says here? Bederech klal, when a goy is found by the press of a Jew, you don't suspect that he touched it. Because the goy knows that he's not allowed to touch the wine. And he's scared to touch it because they're going to catch him and they're going to make him pay. However, on an empty gat, he's not scared to touch because there's nothing in there. No. Yes, that we saw yesterday. So when there's a little lachluchit over there, he's not choshesh to touch it because he says, what is it anyway? It's a little lachluchit. He's not scared that. Alright, so what happens? So let's say he touches it. Let's say the worst scenario. What happened? He touched it. So the lachluchit becomes asur. Oh, but then what's going to happen? I guess that little wine trickles down into the bor. And now the stuff in the bor is going to become asur. And it's going to lead to bigger problems. Or maybe the concern is, they say, once he touches it, you're worried since it's just sitting there, that wine is going to get swallowed, it's going to be balua into the gut. It's going to get absorbed into the wine press. And then you're going to have to make hagada on the wine press. That's the concern. It's just sitting there. So you're worried that the goy touched it, and it's not moving really, just lying there, and it went into the barrel, now oh, the press, and I have to kosher the press. Anyway, what's the Amar Vashi, I'ika tofeyach le'atfiyach. If it's wet enough that it can wet something else, what is tofeach al menat latfiyah? It's wet, yeah? If I take a cloth and I put it on the moisture, it's wet enough that this cloth can now wet something else. It's tofeach al menat latfiyah. It moistens al menat to be moistening something else. If it's that wet, what's the deen? Be'adachau be'eni gub. So you gotta clean it. You gotta clean the item. Hagala. That's how you make hagala on a gut. You gotta clean it out. Why? He says here. Kedeshu mutar shtemesh bashuv et penei hagat menakim im efer. Well, they take ashes and they run it across the, it's like a soap with water. Okay, they have to clean it. But if it's not even that amount, a small amount, just throw some water and clean it, it's okay. So it depends how much wine is over there. You don't gotta make a gada.
Shekin
ayayin abalua ba mutar. Sanik lech l'shtof etal achlohita yishal p'nei agat. Okay, you have to worry about the wine itself, so get rid of that wine. I'm not worried about the stuff that's inside. It's too insignificant. Okay, that's that. Okay, next Mishnah. Oved kochavim shenimsa omed besad abor shel yayin. Whoa, another case. What's happening over here? The goy is standing next to the bor. Im yesh lo milva alav asur. En lo milva alav mutar. Depends if the... If the Jew owes the goy money or not. If the Jew owes the goy money, the wine is asur. If he doesn't owe money, it's mutar. What's the connection? Rashi. Im yesh lo adam melva, ad yisrael asur, if he's shelo yere liga. He's not scared to touch it. He owes me money, I'll take it, it's mine. The savad, he amal li midi, ami in alu, tenao li bihobi. Exactly. Why is the goy scared to touch the wine of the Jew? Because the Jew's going to say, ah, you win my wine. Pay me. Ah, pay me, I'll keep it. You owe me money anyway. So if the goy's owed money, it's asur, because he's not scared to touch it. Because if the Jew claims him, he'll say, I'll keep it. It's coming to me anyway, you owe me money. You got it, he'll take the wine. Take the wine. Yeah. No, new story, new Mishnah, next Mishnah. New story. It's in the barat, the bor. The bor is the pit. What does he give it to him?
Questions, you have a question. Bottom line is getting hana'a, that he doesn't have to pay back the loan. You're saying something. We'll see. You're asking a good question. Bottom line, beginning hana'a, indirectly, because the loan is being paid, what's the time you know?
Something to discuss.
Continue.
Nafan Bor.
Oh, an interesting case. The goy fell in the pit. He fell, it happens. He fell into the pit. Ba'ala. He climbed up. Now that's obviously a nigya shelo bekavana. He touched it without kavana. Or midado bekane. He was measuring it. Right? He sticks the pole in there to measure the wine to see how high it is. So it's a nigya bekavana, but it's not a kavana for nisuch. It's a kavana for measuring. He tees it tzra'a bekane. What did he do?
Right.
He took a stick and he pulled out a hornet that was a bug that's in the Oshaya matfiyah al pi habit merutachat. But there was like the foam.
Yeah.
It was bubbling on top. So what did he do? He cleared off the
top.
Right. Stamping the top to take off the stuff. These cases happened, by the way. Va'amru yimacher mazru sur b'shtiyah mutar b'ana. They let him sell it, but not drinking. There's no nisuch in this case over here. Let's go one at a time. When he fell into the bor, okay, he touched it, but for sure he wasn't mitkaven for that. For sure, he was not coming at the minasek, and he had no intention even to fall in. Second case, he had kavanah to touch the wine. What was that case where he flicked he's measuring it. But it's kavanah for measuring. Or it's kavanah to flick out the hornet. And it was indirect, it was with a stick. Third case, he touched the wine with kavanah in order to get the foam off. But there's no nisuch like that, the derech tipua. That's not how you make nisuch. Nisuch is just taking one hand in the wine and you shake the thing, not to skim it. Yeah. So we're not worried about chashash over here. But the rabbis argued. Or Rabbi Shimon argued. Rabbi Shimon matir. Wow, he says mutar even b'shtiyah. He holds when you don't have a chashash, mutar. First rabbi holds. You have a hashash, so therefore you have to say it bana'a. You have a suspicion. It's not such a suspicion. It's quasi-suspicion. Rabbi Shimon, which is really right. Rabbi Shimon makes sense. If you're not suspecting that he did anything, so it should be mutar b'shtiyah. What are you worried about? He's still b'kavanah b'klal. He's doing something else. This is doing something else. He's measuring. He's flicking your horn. It's not the stam. He's doing it. With a zero kavanah, right? Different kavanah. So Bishron is matir. So what's the Malach says like this? He says we want to keep away from the goyim, right? So therefore, it's hatnut. What's marriage? So Hakamim will say the wine b'shtiyah even though you know there's no yai nesich. When he said he picked it up and you know there was no kavanah for nesich, doesn't matter. Rabbis made it soon. Hakamim should be shigret Hakamim Jew no get ben. You know, I get a hand behind a shekel of kavim. We have say shlegabu avich. It doesn't matter. Even if it touches a Jewish wine. It's a zul. Even though there's no chashash of doing it for the nesek, it's a sumshtelo. What do we show? So she enig is going to be yain asher kol mikro chavimah. That's the hadush. The Mishnah holds yain nesek only applies to the wine of the goyim. Velo birosh yisrael shel gabav etchem. But he also thinks, wow, this is the hadush. There's no stani yinam is egg wine. No. Everybody agrees yain that they put on that one as asur. Everybody agrees stani yinam is asur. Machlokes on yain shel yisrael shel gabav akum. We've been waiting for the Shita. This is the Bishimon. The Bishimon holds there's no Gezerah on a Jewish wine that was touched by a Goy.
So why give the case in the Falun Boy?
Maybe the Bishimon will agree also. That was the case of Hakamim. We're showing the Chumrah of the Hakamim. The Hakamim Oser Bana. I'm sorry, Bishtiyah. The Bishimon is Matir. By the way, מדברים משמע שאף כשנגיע ובחרבים ביין בידו, without a stick, without measuring, מתיר לבי שמון לגמרי. בדיוק, the Rizbah says that. Without fooling it. Could the Bishimon stick his hand in and go like this? Also מותר. יין שדו, בכוונה. בכוונה לשכשך. The Bishimon says there's no יין נסך by Jewish wine. That was not the Gezera. Not בנגיעה, not בשכשוך, not בנothing. The Bishimon מתיר ביין של ישראל. נו שיטה, we never saw the שיטה before. נו חדוש. לא. According to the Bishimon, Hakamim were about hatnut, marriage. Where's marriage? On their wine. I go drink this time, you know. I go, but in my house, my wine, they don't touch it. That's my wine. I'm interested. Not only fell in, even if he touched it, he put his hand in there. Finish the Mishnah. Let's finish the Mishnah.
Well, do this in my mind. It would be allowed to because it's not his.
Okay, fine. But I'm saying, last case, what happened? The goy took the habit. He was upset.
Right.
He chucked it into the bor. So there's a story like that. They said it's okay, you can even drink the wine. What did he do? We'll see in the Gemara. Okay, if it was an empty barrel, so he moved the wine with the barrel.
Oh, empty barrel.
So when he threw it into the board, it moved the wine. We'll have to see. They were material.
The barrel was full of it when he threw it in the broth.
No. We'll see the Gemara. Basically, what happened is not the shot that the wine of the barrel fell into the wine of the board. Somehow, the barrel caused the wine in the board to move, and the rabbi said for some reason, muta.